Good morning, Pietermaritzburg. Thank you that you can be here this morning as we share the Word of God together. Please, if you have your Bible, why don't you turn with me to Isaiah chapter 54 from verse 1 to 3. And I'll read it in two versions. Let me start with ESV. The ESV says, "Sing, O barren one, who did not bear, break forth into singing and cry aloud, you who have not been in labor. For the children of the desolate one will be more than the children of her who is married, says the Lord. Enlarge the place of your tent, and let the curtains of your habitation be stretched out. Do not hold back. Lengthen your cords and strengthen your sticks. For you will spread abroad to the right and to the left, and your offsprings will possess the nations and will people the desolate cities." Then in the New King James Version, it says, "Sing, O barren, you who have not borne, break forth into singing and cry aloud, you who have not labored with child. For more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married woman, says the Lord. Enlarge the place of your tent, and let them stretch out the curtains of your dwelling. Do not spare, lengthen your cords, and strengthen your stakes. For you shall expand to the right and to the left, and your descendants will inherit the nations and make the desolate cities inhabited." Shall we pray? Father God, we pray that as we hear your word, your promises will come true in our life, and that, Lord, you will strengthen us in you to depend on you, and that, Lord, you will help us to do what we have to do on our side so that, Lord, your blessings, your promises will come true in our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray this morning. Amen. Amen. People of God, as I share with you this morning in terms of outline, I will introduce to you the promise of God for us. And if you look there, you will see the promises of God for even this church. And I will also look at 3 points. The first one is enlarging the place of your tent. And the second one will be letting the curtains of your habitation be stretched out. And the third point will be lengthen the cords and strengthen the stakes. And I will conclude to remind us that we will put people the desolate cities. And so, to start, the promise of God in my introduction. In the year 2013, God gave us this promise that I've just read here. And it's written there for this church. The question is, as individuals, have we seen this in our lives fulfilled? Even as a church, have we seen it fulfilled? Some may say, yes, I've seen it fulfilled. Others may say, maybe it's coming. Others say, I don't know. But this morning, I want us to revisit this, especially in this year that we say we are doing missions. We are on missions. And the promise has to be in place in this mission that God is giving us this year. To look forward to something and say, yes, indeed, the Lord's promises has been fulfilled. This promise is given to Israel at a time that the Babylonians has taken over. They besieged them and took away people, quality people. In fact, young men, including Daniel, including Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they are gone. And these were quality people. In fact, if you look at the accounts in Daniel chapter 1, verse 4 says, they were young men without any defect. Can you imagine that? And handsome, showing aptitude for every kind of learning. That means these people who have been taken into captivity had the power to understand. You just raise the topic and they get it. Somebody sent me a WhatsApp message about a little girl, 3 years old. And this girl knew all the capital cities of the world. You just mentioned, and I'm saying, what is going on here? Quality. This is a child we shouldn't play with. He's supposed to help us in this world. He can remember everything. A little girl. God has given us, each one of us, an ability. The only thing is that we don't enhance them. We don't hold on to them. And so God is saying, you have a promise for you. And these people could learn. They were well informed. Quick to understand. Quick to understand. When you are teaching them, you just tell them and they get it. And qualified to serve in the king's palace, who were ready to be taught in all the literature of Babylon. People, this is the situation, and all these people have been taken away. The place is left desolate, it's empty, confusion in the camp. But then the prophet comes and say, begin to sing, you barren. You who think your children are no longer there, you have not even born a child, sing for joy. And he says, for cry aloud. This is not crying because somebody has done. You are crying because of the joy. You are crying because you've got a job. Hey, and your wife is saying, what is going on? It has happened. It has happened. What is it? I've got my job. People, that is a joy. And he's telling them. And people, if you are, for example, I'm just thinking, your prophet goes to Ukraine and he's in the street, shout for joy. Shout, the bombs are going all over, but he says, shout for joy. Shout for joy. This guy is crazy. And that's what is happening here. And most of the time, God's word come at a time when we are in deep, deep trouble. Maybe this morning, you are sitting here and you feel, when is God coming through for me? When? And I'm sure our brother has been through that a number of times. God, when are you coming? I have good news for you. Sing for joy. Sing for joy because God is about to do it. And so he's giving them this promise. Even the people who have been taken away in captivity, they are also thinking, how? We are supposed to be in the house of the Lord and praise the Lord. David said, I was glad when they said to me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Now here we are. Here we are in exile. And we are not productive the way we should be. Maybe you are also identifying with them. You feel you are on an island. You feel you are on the dry ground. Every water that comes vanishes. You are not seeing your productivity. God has a message for you. The people were worried there. And at one time, Psalm 137 says, by the levers of Babylon we sat. These are the people who were in exile. And we wept when we remembered Zion, the place of God. There on the poplars, we hung our harps because we cannot do it. It's hanging. Sometimes you feel the tools I have, I cannot use it. You hang them up. God says, I have a word for you. For there our captors asked for songs. Our tormentors demanded a song of joy. And they said, sing for us one of the songs of Zion. How can we sing the songs of the Lord while we are in a foreign land? Sometimes your workplace, as our brother was sharing with us this morning, it's such that you can't even say hallelujah. You can't, without checking around who is around you. Sometimes we find ourselves in situations we feel, no, this is not the place I should be. God says, sing for joy. Sing, O barren woman. God has something for you. And when these things happen, and we don't even know what to do. But God says, ask and I will give you the nations because I'm coming to do something wonderful. And the fields are white. For us, Grace Jen, the fields are white. But there's something we need to do for this promise to come true. God says things. If you take God by his word, he does it. And most of us have seen in our own lives. I remember when I was in the Bible school, one professor, Philpott, he was the professor of medical school. And he came to teach us strategic planning. We were all confused, and he gave us an assignment. And as I was doing the assignment, I said, God, I think you have something for me here. Let this big assignment not become nothing. So I took my trouble, went through it. It was very difficult. He gave us a difficult assignment. Brothers and sisters, the following day when we went, I was the only one who did the assignment. And he told me, I'm going to help you. Out of that, started community care project. He said, do a proposal, start a project. At first, we did one at ESSA where I was studying, and we started ECAP, ESSA Christian Aid Program. And then we did one for Great Generation, and today we have Community Care Project, a project that started very small. Today is one of the biggest projects in our country here. God is good. It starts small, but take God by his word. Later, sometimes we are lazy. We don't take God by his word. God has promised. We want it to happen, but we are doing nothing. And so the prophet is telling them how this promise will come true. He says, you will sing for joy because you are going to have children. You are going to have children from the left and the right, and even the cities will be populated. But number one, what you need to do is enlarge the place of your tent. Amen. Enlarge the place of your tent. And that one, what is that? Your tent is there. And a tiny little tent that you see there. A tent. Thank God we had a tent down here. So that will give you a good picture of what a tent is. A tent has the curtains. The material that covers it and also gives the wall around it. That is the curtains. Then it has got cords that goes into a stick or a peg. So the cords go and hold. Depending upon, in those days, the type of tent they had were expansible. You can stretch it. It's like an elastic. And so if you have a small plot, you can put a small one there. But if you acquire a bigger plot, you can stretch it to do that. And so he's saying there's something for this promise to happen so that you can receive your children. Something must happen. You must prepare yourself. Recently, somebody that I know had a baby, and I asked, so what are we doing? You're going to the hospital? What? Do you have this? No. Do you have that? No. I said, yeah. Let's go to town now. And start getting things. If a baby is coming, thank God the ladies organize a baby shower. Because the baby is coming, we need to get certain things in place. So if the baby is coming, the first thing is enlarge the place of your tent. Your tent is small. And that shows, the next one, it shows us how small. That's the place of the tent. It's for you, maybe 3 children, but 50 are coming. You cannot get into this. You need to expand. You need to enlarge it. First, it's you. You must enlarge. If it means taking your whatever tools you have and start clearing the land, you have to start. Clear it. And make sure you have a big space where you can put your tent. One Dr. Mensah Otterbill, an Old Testament scholar, says this, and I love it. He says, your place of tent is the foundation you have laid for yourself on which you build your life. Some of us, our lives are built on the things of old that are not applicable in this world. And so we are not able to understand what is going on around us. These days, cell phones, we have. In fact, you can even buy the old ones and use it. You can, things are changing, and we need to find a way to say, can we be abreast of the time? What foundations do you have? Some of our foundations are based on some philosophies of this world that doesn't help us. No wonder some people feel, because of the basis of the philosophy they live by, they think when you sleep with a 3 months baby and you have HIV, it will go. Those things were happening. How come on earth a person will give birth to a child and want to sleep with the same child? What philosophy are you working on? Even those of us who, by God's grace, we've got His word to help us build something. Sometimes we throw the word of God aside and build on something that doesn't take us anywhere. We are always at conflict with other people because of the philosophy we work with. We need a change. Enlarge. Expand. Expand your capacity. Your capacity must be expanded. And then you can move on with God to fulfill His promises in your life. Some of us, we don't want to go the hard way. And so that brings me to my, you need to grow. The word of God says in 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 18, it says, but grow in the grace and the knowledge of the Lord, the Savior Jesus Christ. To Him be glory for now and forever. We need to grow. Let's not remain. Expand. Enlarge. Enlarge. And God has given us a way to do it in Him. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3 says, His divine power has granted to all of us things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of Him who called us into His glory, by which He has granted to us His precious and very great promises, so that through them you may become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped from the corruption that is in this world because of sinful nature. There's corruption. It wants you to do the wrong thing. But if we build ourselves in the Lord, then we will grow. And so He begins to say, for this very reason, make every effort to supplement your faith with virtue. God gives you faith. That one you cannot, He gives you. That's why you believe in Him. Everyone. I don't remember the last time I went and before I sit on the chair, I check whether it's okay. You just go by faith. Boom, you sit down. That's something God has given every one of us. Whatever you are given, you drink. You know, you don't check and say, let's take it to the lab first and check and check. The other time, somebody told me, and I was surprised. The first time, he said, do you know that our own feces, they take them, you know, excretory and then treat them and we drink? I said, oh, no way. He says, well, all the world over is happening because it has been treated. I didn't know. Whatever came, I drank. That doesn't mean I'm not going to drink. It's there. They've treated it and we are not dying. People, what we need to do is that we need to hold on and build on what God has given us. So, number one, the first thing then He tells them is enlarge your place of the tent. So it means, so we need to definitely enlarge it and move with the Lord. But the second point is, it says, let the curtains of your habitation be stretched out. It doesn't come well in, you may not see it in the ESV. But then when we go back to the new King James Version, he says, enlarge the place of your net and let them stretch out. Let them. Allow them. Once you have now cleared the place yourself, you've got a bigger place to enlarge your tent. You've enlarged the place of the tent. Now you come to the tent. The first thing is, let them stretch. You cannot stretch a tent on your own. You need to allow people to come and hold and pull it all so that the elastic curtain can stretch. People, In life, God made us to stretch. If we don't stretch, it's difficult to stretch. And it's people who are going to stretch us. Some people are going to stretch us for the wrong reason. Your workplace, they stretch you to the limit. Before you come to church, they stretch you and you say, okay, you hold on, I'm going to church. Don't be the devil for me, I'm going to church. But when I come back, you see who I am. We say that. When the going get tough, that's what we say. Yes, sometimes your husband, your wife is provoking you. And you are a wife, your husband, Yes, it happens. But let's remember, these things are stretching out. Sometimes there's something in me that needs to go before I can become the director. There's something in me. God doesn't give us positions when we are not ready. Sometimes God needs to, if there is a blacksmith. A blacksmith have what we call an anvil. And he put any material that is not formed in the heat and put it on the anvil and take a big hammer and hit it. The place that he wants to stretch, he hits there a lot of time. Sometimes some of our characters, some of our behaviors need to be hit and hit by my mother, hit by my sister, hit by my wife, hit by this one until I realize, I think then God begins to use you to dig that gold so that you can get it. People of God, allow God, allow other things. Corona has stretched us. Corona has stretched us to a point people have died. I used to go fishing with Uncle Niger. Since then, I have not gone because he was my partner. He would say, no, Benson, I'm coming. Let's go. It has stretched me that I enjoy fishing. It has stretched me. But in all this, God has something to teach us. All that we go through, you know, simply, God has taught you something. Now you know what it means to hold on to your job. You don't let go. People think there's a lot of jobs out there. There are some people who left CCP. Now they come and say, the way they say it, it makes me even, can you give me back my job? I said, what do you mean? Give you back your job. If you wanted it, why did you leave? If you wanted it, why didn't you do a great job? People of God, we need to allow things to stretch us. What is stretching you? And as I'm talking to you, a very example that comes to my mind is our brother Joseph. Joseph, he had a dream. And arrogant told his brothers. And they hated him. They stretched him. To a point they felt, no, this guy must die. Why must he leave? They even threw him into a pit. But God came through. Look, when you are going through all these things, look to God. He is always there for you. He's got a plan for you. He will make sure it happens. Barren women will have children. It's going to happen. It will delay because we are not enlarging. If you are not enlarging, how can he? I remember the first time I came to Peter Maritzburg, I went to auction. And then they say, for the lot, 20 rand. And I put my card because there was one particular thing I was interested in. And 20 rand going, I got it. And the things I got was a babysitter for a car. And I took everything home. I said, this thing I'm not letting go because I'm going to drive. And the children will sit in. When I give a lift to children, they will sit in. I held it on for about 6 years. And one day, somebody gave me a car for free. I said, I told you, we're going to put it in here. Though we didn't have babies, but we put it in here to show that God is faithful. Our God is able. Let's hold on to him. Let's hold on. In his own time, he will make all things beautiful. And so Joseph went through all these things to a point where Potiphar's wife was saying, you are so handsome, and trouble for him. Left, right, people who should remember him didn't. They stretched him through and through and through. Now when he met his brothers in Genesis chapter 50, this word shakes me. He says, but Joseph said to them, do not fear, for am I in the place of God? As for you, and that's what we are going to tell people, those who are stretching you, for the wrong reason. There are some people who will stretch you for the right reason. Because they know this character, this behavior, if you don't do something about it, it will land you in prison. And they will do everything. A mother will do that. It doesn't mean your mother hates you, but he's trying to help you. But here he says, as for you, you meant evil against me. But God meant it for good, to bring it about that many people should be kept alive. So you need to allow them to stretch you. My third point is, you need to lengthen your cord and strengthen your stakes. You need to lengthen your cords. The cords are the rope or the string that hold. You need to make it too short, the tent can collapse. When we were fixing it, you need to pull it away. You need to lengthen it and let it get into the stakes. You need to lengthen it. People, we need to lengthen our relationships with people. Some of us, we don't have good relationships, even in our own home, with our own siblings. We need, if we are going to receive these children, these days that people think it's my child. When I was growing, hey, I belong to the whole community. If I'm doing something wrong, somebody will just use the eye. And I know there's trouble here, and I'll stop doing the wrong thing. We all have to help one another. And so, we need to have relationships with one another. Romans chapter 12, verse 15 says, if possible, so far as it depends on you, live peacefully with all. So far as it depends on, live at peace with all people. If you don't like me at work, and you come to me to tell me about your mission, and so you want me to come to Christ, I'm asking myself, I'm getting to hell if I come with you to your church. Because the way you are treating me here, and to get other people like you treating me, show love to people. And they will be eager to come and be part of the work of God. And so, try as much as possible to lengthen your cord. Get people. Just be there. Smile at people. And you will get, and we will encourage one another through fellowship in this. But not only that, we need to strengthen the stakes. We need to hit the stakes. We need to let the stakes go to the root. I love this baby. He's hitting. He's hitting to help the tent go firm. What are you doing to ensure that you have roots? Your faith. This morning, a lot of songs were about faith in the Lord. How are you strengthening your faith in the Lord? When the going is getting tough, you need to get root to the Word of God. You need to, and that will give you hope for the future. And your hope will increase your faith. As you hope in the Lord, your faith is increasing. And so, you need to strengthen. You need to strengthen. Isaiah 26, verse 2 to 4 says, open the gates that the righteous nation that keeps faith may enter. You keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts you. Trust in the Lord, for the Lord God is everlasting rock. By trusting God, your faith will definitely grow in him. So people of God, this morning, I'm praying God that God is speaking to us to see how this promise of a barren woman will come through. Are you feeling barren in your situation? Enlarge the tent. Don't look. Think big. Don't worry. Think big. And say, yes, I've got this babysitter. I'm keeping it. Because the vehicle is coming. God is... Some of us, we are not yet married. You're working in a shop. And they've reduced for staff bed, double bed. They've reduced 50%. And they come to you, oh, no, I'm not married, so I won't take it. Take it! Take it. Let somebody sleep on it for you. When you get married, you go back for your bed. Some of us will allow all the good things to pass by because we think, I'm not ready. Let's be ready. Let's be ready, people of God. Let's expand. Let's enlarge. And let others stretch us. Let them stretch us. And Let's deepen our faith in God and rooted in God, because you people, the dissolute cities. Because God is going to call, that's my conclusion, God is going to call more people to come. This church need people from the nations. From the nations all over, they will come. We've already seen people coming from all over. But you have to do yours, I have to do mine, and then we bring them in. When we say, we gather, grow, and go, that's what we are talking about. It's the mission of God, and we need to do it. God is there to help us. He has given us everything we need, and He's doing it. Shall we bow our heads for prayer? Father God, thank you for your word for us this morning. Lord, I pray that you help us, that we will not let go. We will hold on to you. Lord, help us enlarge our territory, enlarge the place of our tent. Father, we know it's difficult to clear the land, the bushes. But Lord, help us clear a bigger place. Your word says, open your mouth widely and I will fill it. Lord, we don't want to just like be like a baby who doesn't want to open the mouth. Help us open our mouth big, that you will fill them. And large, that we will see your blessing. You are faithful, my God. If anyone here, Lord, who is in trouble, who doesn't know what is going on because of what has happened through Corona and the things that are happening, petrol going up and all the confusion, Lord, we lean on you. Your promises are yes and amen. Thank you, and we bless you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Thank you very much.